This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The main is supposed to be me, believe, but I show that beats are awesome and that down it be amazing. But enough about me, cause we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been kids a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 194. Wow, guys, it's been a long time since we recorded the show.
Yeah, whopping.
I'm your host, Sticky Mick. Alongside with me, I yield to no one.
It feels like we just recorded one 5 seconds ago, but it's been a whole week.
The shows are actually going to come out on the same week, but Alex, you're also here. Say hi.
I just want to confirm for everyone that we are not recording this second episode on the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is not happening later today. That happened last week. So I just want to break down that fourth wall and just say we're recording a week after the Super Bowl.
Insert favorite team here. Woo, champions!
Okay, and also with us, Donnie.
What up, dope people? And real quick, I didn't get a chance to post my question of the day of 2 episodes ago, which was your favorite boss battle, which was mine was Snake versus Liquid Ocelot in Metal Gear 4. It's the best boss battle ever.
All right. A little disclosure. Yes, we made the jokes about it already. We have recorded now 2 episodes in the last, little bit. We are trying to catch up on shows because, which is going to lead us into our topic of the week this week, is we are trying to make sure that, come a certain point, we are all at, episode 200 when we all get together. Now, you ask why we're all getting together? Well, we have an announcement. We, as the Four Horsemen, are all going to get together, and we're going to be together at PAX East.
Ooh, surprise!
Awesome. Awesome.
One person around the world just shit their pants with excitement.
Right. That one loyal fan is also going to have some good news. As I did last year, when I went to PAX East, we are all going to put bounties on ourselves. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to come up with a phrase. Each individual is going to come up with their own phrase. If you find us on the show floor and give us this phrase, you will earn yourself a $20 gift card to the PSN.
We should make listeners say Amazon.
Yeah, whatever right, you want them to be say.
Right in the middle of the convention center. You got to sell it.
You got to give your best impression of Donnie at Amazon.
That's for one of y'all. Mask will be... Y'all see me. I want y'all to say, what up, Dalton?
I don't know what he just said because all I heard was a beep.
No, don't say that. Don't call me that out there because I won't get offended, but people around me might be of the ethnic group and they might get offended.
All right. Well, the reason we're talking about PAX is because PAX South just recently happened and there was an article on IGN that said that why I wish all conventions were as small as PAX South. Now, as a person that's gone to PAX myself, Alex, I think you've been to a PAX event before?
PAX Prime 2010 and 2011.
Now, is that a big PAX event? I mean,
that's the original Penny Arcade Expo, and I would say it's the biggest one, although PAX East has gotten pretty big.
Okay, I just didn't know size-wise, like, how big the convention center was.
I mean, it's in Seattle. I mean, it's pretty big. I mean, there's a lot of people there. Like, the first PAX I went to, I looked around. I walked on the show floor and was overwhelmed because there were lines everywhere, and I didn't know where to go first. I mean, I couldn't just jump onto a game at first. So I took my camera around for an hour and a half and just took pictures.
Okay. And Yield and Donnie, this is going to be your first convention ever, correct?
Correct.
Correctamundo.
You know what? I have to do it. Could you guys show some enthusiasm, please?
No.
No, I am very excited. I feel like the very first episode that I recorded for this show, Like, I never been brought into this world before. Like, podcasting world until you brought me here, and I never been brought into the convention world. So I've never been there.
And I'm having to pay and drag you into that world as well, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what games I'm going to stand in line for and what panels I want to go to get free stuff.
Yeah, I've never been around a lot of people besides the one time I went to lock up.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing. See, I'm a big introvert, so all you big crowds, yeah.
You're going to have fun at Paxton.
Well, once you get me talking, you can't get me to shut up, but...
Apparently.
I'm not going to go out of my way to go, oh, dude, look, it's so-and-so. Ooh, can I have your autograph? Ooh, Mr. It'll be like, oh, cool, look at that dude over there. That's so cool. Okay, bye. Call me.
I got to do my little research on PAX and stuff in conventions, period. Like, I got to get my convention etiquette up and stuff like that. Would it be elevators there? Well, I have elevator etiquette anyway, so...
Yes.
Elevator etiquette. I almost want to ride in an elevator with you to find out what the heck you're talking about.
All right. As you may have noticed, we're on this episode, we're skipping around a lot. We just did our topic of the week. You may have known that we didn't do our updated trophies or what we're playing. That's literally because we just talked about that on the last episode, and we just did that an hour ago. So, since you're getting both episodes in the same week, I didn't really think that we need to really talk about our updated trophy counts or what we're playing, because it's literally going to be the same conversation, so we just skipped that.
Well, I play something in that time.
Playing with yourself does not count, Donnie.
Oh, okay, well, never mind. But I got a plat, though.
You got a platinum in the last hour?
Yeah, man. It was for the quickest time ever.
All right, our first topic of the week is Sony has invited members of its MVP program to take part in an exclusive event to be held in New York next month. According to the email, the event will be held on February 13th from 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. and will host an announcement of the, quote, new PlayStation initiative. While Sony gave no hints of what this new initiative may be, they have promised attendees the chance to play unreleased games and mingle with celebrities. With February 13th also being the new 3DS release date, it'd be a smart move on Sony's behalf to announce some exciting Vita news, but only time will tell what the event will hold. And the question was, were you lucky enough to get a golden ticket? So I asked my fellow horsemans, were you guys lucky enough to get a golden ticket?
Nope. I was not lucky enough to get a golden ticket. And I'm curious about what news would be for the Vita.
Where would I look for this golden ticket?
You would have gotten an email.
Oh, then I didn't get a golden ticket.
I'm really not curious about the Vita. I'm quite sure it's going to be more apps.
So my fellow horsemen brothers, if you want to call me on February 13th at about 6:45, I'll let you know. Because I got a golden ticket, bitches.
So?
So I will let you guys know what happens there after I get out. I'll have to write up a couple articles and whatnot.
That's some busted, Jeff.
Don't try to drink from the chocolate lake, because you'll inevitably get sucked into the chocolate tube.
All right, this is the conversation. This is the topic we're going to lose Donnie at. Sony has teased a Metal Gear Rising sequel at a 2015 Taipei game show.
They all gave them permission to do this, Jack?
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance might be getting a sequel if a trailer for the PlayStation 4 game shown at the game show is any indication. A NeoGAF user spotted a brief image of the number 2 with a design represent of the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance logo. The image appears briefly in an Archive's Twitch live stream of the show and is sandwiched between The Order 1886 and Drive Club.
Oh, my goodness.
Despite Kojima's presence at the show, no other details have been given. But it was recently noticed that Kojima did meet up with Platinum Games in a recent meeting, and nothing really came out of it. Donnie, could you possibly give this another chance?
No. I'm not even going to play the demo. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that. I will play the demo, but that's it. I won't play the real game because the first one sucked so much. And I know for a fact, but I assume that it's going to be the exact same thing as the first Metal Gear Rising. And... I like writing. Like, everybody crapped on them in part 2, and even talked about him some more in 4. But I like Ryan. But only as a cutscene ninja. Him doing his own thing in the cutscene. Playing as Ryan as a ninja. He's the wackest ninja to ever be created as a ninja in the video game world. He sucks as a ninja.
Alright. Does anybody here use Video Unlimited or Music Unlimited on the show?
No.
I do not.
Uh-uh. Alright, well, we have some news associated to both of those products. Spotify is
I like how you ask if anyone uses it. It's like, well, great, you'll love this news.
I told you this was going to be a really short episode.
Yeah, it really is. This news is for our listeners. Spotify is coming to Sony phones and PlayStation consoles. Sony has confirmed that Spotify is coming, and they have now going to be dubbing PlayStation Music, and they will partner with Spotify to bring the service to 41 territories, including North and South America, Europe, Asia, and more. PlayStation Music will be purported to deeply integrate benefits and will bring more than 30 million songs and 1.5 billion playlists to your PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4 consoles, as well as Xperia smartphones. PlayStation 4 users will also be able to use Spotify simultaneously and play games, enabling to, quote, soundtrack your game sessions. With all this being said, with Sony Music Unlimited being branded back to PS Music, Video Unlimited now will be rebranded into coming out, and it will now be PlayStation Video. Yes, PlayStation Video.
But PlayStation 4 still can't do that yet. Play your own music while playing video games.
It can, but now instead of there being their own service, they're going to partner with Spotify and to bring you a better experience, a more reliable experience. Because before, Music Unlimited was by Sony. They partnered with Spotify because Spotify has the market down. They know the strategies and whatnot, all the technology behind it. So they've combined their efforts.
I guess that's okay. I would rather just play the music that's on my playlist, but I guess that's okay. But I got a quick question. Who here actually plays their own music while playing video games?
I don't.
Unless it was Burnout Paradise, and even then they had a pretty killer soundtrack, but we would opt to listen to our own soundtrack playing Burnout.
I don't even, like, most times after you edit the podcast, and I listen to it before I post it, I don't even listen to the show while I'm playing a video game because I have to hear the music of the game.
See, I'm the same way. I try to listen to podcasts while I play video games, and I can't do both. I gotta listen to one or the other.
I don't even care for the music in video games. Like I listen to the talk shows, like in Grand Theft Auto, when they got like I like talk radio. So in the talk radio portions that's in the games, I'll listen to those. But music, I'll listen to see what they have, like to their tracks, and listen to them at least once to see what kind of music they have on there. But after that, I either cut it down. Yeah, I pretty much cut the audio, the music down, and then just listen to all the sound effects and commentary that the game has in there. I don't play my own music.
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of the show. Let's do some housekeeping.
Yes, let's sweep up.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some writers, podcasts, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to read all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, you can find our videos on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer and checking out all of our videos there. Hopefully Donnie will get me his Walking Dead videos so I can post them up there soon. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. First one is by giving us a phone call. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369.
You can also get us a hold of us by on going to either our Facebook or website and click on the SpeakPipe app and leave a voicemail that way. That is not just for the podcasters. That is for anybody on the site at all. Well, if you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it, but we have another podcast called PG Spoilers. Both those podcasts can be found on iTunes and Stitcher, along with various other podcasts and applications on your smartphones. But if you are listening to us on iTunes or on Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a comment and let us know how good of a job we're doing. If you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us by sending us an email, trophyos@provengamer.com, And you can send us tweets. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Wars. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Alex at Sordosaurus Rex. And you can contact Donnie at Young Twists. Yield, I'm going to kick your ass and try to focus.
You better
Sorry,
hurry.
You know what? Even with Yield not typing, you still stumble over your words. So
I'm trying all here. He's
probably making you more focused, if anything.
I forgot where I'm at now. With all that being said, let's move into our sponsors. Alex, tell us about Extra Life.
Extra Life is awesome. Extra Life is a 24-hour gaming marathon that was founded by our friend Jeremy Doc Adams. He was inspired by a young friend who succumbed to lung cancer. She passed away at a very young age, but she her presence is still felt and her influence is still felt through Extra Life. And every year, gamers across the world take donations and take sponsorships from friends and family and basically play video games for 24 hours, and all the money that they collect, donations they collect, go straight to a Children's Miracle Network hospital of their choice. So, for instance, in Louisville, Kentucky, that would be CoSare Children's Hospital.
All right. Yield, tell us about GoFundMe.
GoFundYou.
No, GoFundMe.
No, GoFundYou.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, we need podcasting equipment because we poor white folk. Well, most of us are. But no, seriously, we're trying to get some better podcasting equipment. So if you go to GoFundMe/ProvenGamer, there are different levels that you can donate to, even having Donnie sing you a song.
I think you get that done for $100.
$100. There you go. $100. Donnie sings you a love song.
And Donnie, it's got to be a good song. You can't cheap out.
Yeah, don't sing anything by Cisco.
Ain't nobody nothing by Juvenile either. You can't back that ass up.
All my intros and outros to this show been on point. Especially, I love the outro to this that I have right now.
All right, well, make sure you're on point for this because Alex just told us about Extra Life. You also told us about GoFundMe. I need you to tell me about our other sponsor. Amazon! All right, so tell me about Amazon, Donnie.
Well, if you go to our website before making your purchase on Amazon, you get this little Amazon tab that you can click. And when you click it, just continue your shopping as you would do normally. And a portion of that will go to us to help us fund the website.
That's fairly decent, Donnie. Let's go to our shout-outs. Alex, your shout-outs.
Is it Donnie hasn't paid attention to that any time we've done it?
194 episodes, and he still has not understood it.
Okay, it doesn't come directly to us.
As usual, I want to thank our listeners for being awesome. Thank you for listening to us ramble for hours and, you know, just generally supporting us because we appreciate it. And my only other shout-out, of course, well, I want to thank you guys as always for making Sundays fun. And my final shout-out is to my love, my lady, Christina. I love you very much, sweetheart.
Al, can you picture that we have done two episodes in less than an hour when normally we can't even do one episode in less than an hour?
I love you. Sunday fun day.
It's podcasting on crack.
You heard right. Your shout-outs.
I love you, too.
Shout-out to you guys. Shout-out to the
I don't
man.
Love you, Donnie. Shut up.
Good stuff, and we'll move to Donnie. Boom!
Donnie, your shout-outs.
Dude, I guess it's the same thing I just said last time, because I just went through the shout-out.
No, Donnie, they're not supposed to know that. You know that, listeners. We're not going to lie to you.
Oh, it is something new. I did a Walking Dead videos. Can you go to Young Twist and check it out on YouTube?
You said that last show.
Oh, okay. Well, go check it out and tell me what you think about it. Me personally, I liked the first two episodes because I did more of the editing, some my own stuff in those two. But the other one's good.
And I want to give a shout out to the DSNY, the FDNY, the NYPD. And I want to give a shout-out to myself, who correctly picked out that Roman Reigns is going to win the Royal Rumble. Booyah, bitches.
And no one cares.
No. And apparently a lot of people are pissed off because everybody's canceling their WWE Network subscription. So, with all that being said, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Check it. Later.
Oh my god, we're all gonna die because it's time again.
You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Get the big get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.